Welcome back to Squelch. I'm Matt at Arms.
And I'm Enthralamund, and we're here to remind everyone, including Dan, that Hearthstone is a game and that games are supposed to be fun.
If you like what you hear today, please head over to Apple Podcasts, give us a sweet five-star rating and a comment. And honestly, after last week, everyone's our favorite person this week. Sorry, Crushed Ice. You're still our favorite person. So is everybody else. So the room got crowded.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't double check to make sure there was no five-star review before the show. Well, person who's wondering why we're not talking about you, we'll talk about you next week twice instead.
There we go. All right.
Where's Dan?
Dan got eaten by the work boss. Apparently there's a lot of stuff going on there, and he would just said he was very sleepy, and will be back to with us next week, hopefully. We'll see.
Yeah, hopefully the work boss poops him out next week and he'll be back on the podcast.
All right.
Is that PG enough for Squelch?
Hello, old friend. Let's meet for tea after the match, shall we?
It's going to have to be.
It's time for Tea with Finley. This is the part of the show where we talk about what we did this week in Hearthstone. What'd you get up to, Matt?
Played a bunch of stuff, mainly stuff that I'm kind of playing in THL, trying to figure out what's good, what's not. Life's kind of busy right now.
What's good, what's not? What's your favorite deck that you're playing in THL? What's the one where you're like, oh, I want to play more of this instead of that other one?
Honestly, Rogue, but it's not the best list. It's not the best deck for Conquest right now, at least in...
Which Rogue list? There's so many.
That's the secret... Miracle Rogue? Yeah. Cool. You know, it's one of those, like, there's a lot of mage, and it's unfavored against mage, and I have to kind of make a big Edwin work early in order to win those matchups, which I have been doing, so I've been lucky. But
nice.
But, yeah, I haven't had a chance to really experiment with cool stuff yet. There's a couple decks I really want to play. I just don't have time to. Meanwhile, I've been kind of bouncing between rank 2 and 1 in standard, just kind of figuring stuff out. Like, I win 3 games, I lose 3 games. I win 4 games, I lose 2 games. You know, I'll get there eventually. Mm-hmm. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
Playing a bunch of Wild, too, because I'm doing that as well. And I'm kind of stuck in Platinum. I'm realizing that I really hate Reno Priest.
I haven't played against a Reno Priest, and I just don't play Wild.
Oh, it's like the deck is fine. It's great for other people. It's not for me. It's like eating I play it because I feel like I'm eating my vegetables, and I have to play it because it's either a banned target or the most versatile deck in the format in Conquest. Maybe, I don't know.
Oh, okay,
you know, it's one of those. Yeah. It's like, okay, if I want to play these 3 other decks, I'll have to bring Priest because they might ban it. You know, so like, and if I end up playing it, I don't want to look like a complete idiot when I'm playing it. So
that's good to not look like a complete idiot when you're playing competitive Hearthstone in a league.
So I just figured, you know, I'm just
says the guy who refused to stop bringing Shaman when he played with you last on your team.
Hey, actually, that's right, it was right after the nerfs. That's right, yeah. You played in Doom in the Tombs, right?
No, I was not playing in THL then. I was playing, it was after Shaman got nerfed.
All right.
Then I started playing Shaman. I wasn't playing it when it was good. Come on now, this is me.
Oh, that's right.
And then it was like, okay. And then for like 3 or 4 weeks after everyone decided it was like the worst deck, I kept bringing it. But I won like 3 weeks in a row with it. So I was like...
You know, we're just like, do what makes you feel, make you happy. As long as you win more than you lose, we're cool.
You said that the first week or two, and then by the third week, you were all like, stop it. Like, what are you doing?
True. Very true. Yeah.
And then I won one more week, and I remember you were all like, still, stop it. I was like, I just like the deck. Anyway,
yeah, so I'm basically, what I'm figuring out in Wild, that is like, I'm more having more fun playing weird warlock stuff, playing like Q-block. I'm saying that I was on Willow being good in Wild about a week before the list started showing up with Willow in them, so I'm gonna call that is a win.
Nice.
And bunch of like easy aggro, like, not easy aggro,
are people playing Willow?
It's actually showing up in Q block and in Reno lock.
Cool.
Just to pull out the big stuff. It's kind of great. Other than that, I picked up Hades on Switch. It was $20, and I recommend anyone listening to the sound of my voice buy it. It is phenomenal.
Yeah. It's out on, just on Switch? I haven't seen anything other than
it's on Switch
you and Discord.
Yeah, it's on Switch and PC. It's honestly the best game I've played all year.
Really?
If you like kind of like action-y roguelike type stuff where there's progression and amazing storylines and cool characters, it's all based on Greek mythology.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Like, seriously, like, it's has a real big, okay, one more run feel to it. We're like, oh, wait, it's 3 in the morning. I should probably go to sleep or my Switch is about to die. But it's at 12%. There's probably enough power for one more one run, right? It's mm-hmm. it's incredible. It's seriously the best game I've played all year. And that's I've played awesome, a lot man. Of good games this year.
That's great. I wish I was more of like a... I wish I played more different video games, but it's kind of never been who I am. And... especially recently, I've just been playing less video games. We were talking about that last week.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for me to go get more video games.
I mean, it's something like, you know, I looked at it and like, oh, this is just like Diablo, whatever. And then like, I heard Hat talk about it for a little bit. And he like convinced me, like he twisted my arm, like the quarter of the degree that he needed to
Hat
twist it.
Convinced you of some of anything?
Yeah,
that guy is like he could sell me on
he could sell you that a chicken that a chicken sandwich is not a chicken burger. That's all I know.
I was going to try and come up with some sort of a gross taco, but I've had such a long day. My brain is not firing. I got up at 5:30 this morning for work. And I got in there at like 6:15, 6:30, and was prepping for 9. And I still didn't get enough prep for the afternoon, so I worked through my whole lunch and just got it prepped in time. And yeah, I had a great day, and it went well. But it's been a long one for sure. Finished at like 4. I got off pretty early, so it wasn't too bad.
That's good.
I'm definitely in a fuzzy headspace. So
hey, that's the best headspace to be, quite honestly.
Is it?
Sure.
I can't even tell a joke off the top of my head on a podcast where we tell jokes.
No, that's it's life, and like, you know, life is hard because it's a lot of work.
Sure. Yeah.
Anyway, what'd you do this week?
It honestly wasn't that hard a day. It was just a long one, right?
Yeah, long days. And also, like, you're also there till what, like 6-7 o'clock every day?
No, I'm not there that late. I'm usually there till like, on years when, you know, the students are there, I'm actually usually there till like 5:30. So I come home around 6.
Yeah.
Cause I'm that guy. I like hanging out and helping kids after school who want help. But also it's my time to like organize the room and get stuff done. But, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, let's move on. My week, man, I actually had a good weekend with Hearthstone. I didn't play at all during the week. I burned a couple quests, which is embarrassing. I usually don't do that. I'm embarrassed for myself to myself, not in front of anyone else. Man, Joel of a couple years ago would just be ashamed.
I'd rather burn a couple quests and make it feel like the game is a job.
Sure. Yeah, sure. One of the things for me is it's not that playing would be a job. It's that if I start playing, I'm going to play at least a couple hours probably. Like in the evenings, once my kids are in bed, if I turn on Hearthstone, I will be on for an hour and a half, 2 hours. And I can't afford to do that right now. So I just can't turn it on. And I know that. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just avoiding turning it on has been the biggest thing. It's not even that I'm not enjoying it. I think the meta is really good. But I jumped on Saturday morning. I got all pumped to play Friday night and I just crashed. I got invited to an EDH game online on Friday night. That's what I did. And then I crashed after that. And that's been fun. So I did get a couple online EDH games in this week. That was pretty fun. Saturday, man, I woke up Saturday and the kids and Mel went out And it was like, oh, I got a couple hours and I had a coaching session that night. So I jumped on. I played like 3 hours. I started with I started with a couple games of Priest. And then I was like, Joel, you got to play something else, dude. Like, you've been playing Priest for months. Like, stop it. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I started like, I went to VS and just started going through the list. And so I started playing Funky Monkey Pen Flinger Pally. It's been in my collection for like 2 weeks, and I think I played like two games with it before. I think I played 15 games, and I think I was like two games under 500, three games under 500.
That's good.
So yeah, it was hard. It's a hard deck to win with. Yeah. So I dropped from like 650 to like, or seven to like 1,000, you know, on ladder, legend ladder. And you know, and then I had a coaching session that night, and I met up with the person, and she was like, you know, what have you been playing? I was like, Paladin. She's like, oh, I just got my Golden Paladin. I want to do something else. Like, what else have you been playing? And I was like, oh, no.
Have you heard about Priest?
I've been playing a lot of Priest. She's like, which list are you running? I'm like, the one that's not even, like, in the top two lists anymore. And she's like, really? What is it? And then I'm like, oh, no. And we had a two-hour coaching session. So I sent her, like, my Lowmaster Ghetto Blaster list. And she was like, I don't have Keymaster. And I was like, don't.
Don't bother.
But we played that for a couple hours. And, man, we did well with it. And we just had a blast. It was so much fun. I had a like, it was just a great time. And then, of course, the next morning I woke up and in the morning, while I drank my coffee and my breakfast for like an hour, hour and 15 minutes, I played more Priest.
Just get back on, like, that wagon.
Absolutely. And I won a bunch of games. I think I don't know if I went undefeated. Maybe I lost one game that morning. But just dodging the Bomb Warriors, like just dodging the Bomb Warriors, like none of them that morning. Just nope. All right, we're good. As long as you don't play against Bomb Warrior, that deck is so good. It has game against everything, but Bomb Warrior just
wrecks it.
You're way worse off than I think the other Priest builds even. So, but the best thing is during the coaching session, we ran up against a big warrior, which is Bomb Warrior, but with all the big things. And then just like, what's the bully called? The 6-8?
Oh, yeah. The
schoolyard bully or whatever.
This dude.
Yeah. Anyway, we're like, oh, don't mind if we do. Just take it, you know, and hit them a bunch. And then they're like, they played Rattlegore, and you're
nerd!
Like,
that guy.
Yeah, that guy. And then they play Rattlegore, and you're like, don't mind if I do. Just taking their stuff. So I absolutely love that deck. And, yeah, there's nothing better than playing Lowmaster Ghetto Blaster than playing Keymaster and having your opponent hover over it and then wait and then hover over it and then wait.
Yeah.
And then hover over it and then put like four cards worth of removal into it.
Oh, man.
It's so good. And then you raise dead it and play it again. And
it's like, it's like, nice. Do it again. Come on, do it again.
I just love it. And I'm sticking around. Like, I'm still climbing again up in Legends. So whenever I play it, I'm getting wins. So it's probably just because it's all I've played and I know how to play it. But I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it a lot. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing with Hearthstone.
That sounds like fun anyway. You're having fun, and that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I was super tilted at the beginning of the day. I played – actually, I meant to mention this. So I played the Penflinger Paladin, and I ran up against Turtle Mage.
Ugh. Oh, yeah, I remember
my
that.
Opponent was roping every turn, I think because I was pen flinging him over and over and over again. But essentially, the opponent was just like roping every turn to the rope. And I was about 25 minutes into the game, and we were probably 10 to 15 minutes away from finishing it. And I was getting so grumpy on Discord. And it's nice to have people listen to you, right? It's like, and Hat was finally just like, I can't remember if I was. That was probably in the channel. He was like, just concede. And I was like, yeah. So I did.
Yeah, that's kind of like if you, like, they get to that point where they can just start playing the turtles over and over again. It's like, yeah, okay, I don't want to play this game anymore. And it's like,
you know what? I fully agree. But if they weren't roping every turn, I might have been able to handle it. It's just the constant rope. And I get it. You're not used to playing against my deck. And it's a hard deck to play. But it's not fun.
No.
It's not fun at all. And I don't understand how it's still in the game. I really don't. I don't. It shouldn't be in the game. If it was a terrible deck, it shouldn't be in the game.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Yeah.
That's not fun. It's just not fun.
Well, like, I was watching my teammate in local Luminary Duin play a wild version of it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't even, like, trying to take advantage of, like, playing... Excuse me. Sorry.
Was that a gong? Did you just hit a gong?
No, I just bashed my microphone because I turned my head and coughed away from the microphone. Anyway, so like he was playing like a arena version of it. Like that wasn't like it had illusion and the turtle in it, but it wasn't like built around that. And like it's just watching that and like it was like literally breaking my brain for wild and I'm like, I don't want to play these type of decks at all ever. And like I think turtle it's easy fix. Turtle just needs to be play the spell. That's all it needs to do.
Yeah. I agree. So hopefully they'll fix it at the next balance patch. But yeah. And then I started getting all salty that they changed Lucy and not that. And I was like,
yeah.
People were calling me out on my garbage, which is probably true.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
Yeah, you know, there's the play pattern of Lucy, which doesn't feel good, and there's also the play pattern of that, which doesn't feel, which feels even worse, and is actually incredibly boring to watch, in my opinion.
And people were arguing that Lucy was too good, and I know people are gonna disagree with me, but like the reality is, Lucy was overpowered when you went first only, and only when you drew her. So she's like a Kel'Seth that's bad in half the games you draw her. So like I don't understand how that's like super OP compared to other things in the meta. I still think that was a play pattern nerf a
lot.
But so to me it bugs me that like my favorite card got nerfed for being a play pattern card, which I believe, but I might be wrong. And meanwhile there's like Turtle Mage out there. It's like really?
It'll get hit eventually. I'm not worried about it. I mean, like, it's like it's one of those things where it's like, do I start playing it? And then, like, I started watching a couple of matches of it, or games of it, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to enjoy this deck at all. So I'm like, I'm not even going to try it. The Funky Monkey Paladin. God, that's easy to say. It reminds me a lot of Enrage Warrior, like level complexity.
Yeah, it's so much harder than Pally Pally.
Yeah.
Like, so much harder. It's not even close. That deck, I'm sure I threw tons of games that like I didn't know how I was throwing. Yeah. I think that's a really fun deck and a really hard deck, but yeah. But I also embrace, the last thing I'm going to say about that, like, salty thing for me is, like, I understand, too, like, a lot of people really hate Priest, and it's, like, my favorite deck to play right now, so I get it. It's like everything's in the eye of the beholder, right?
Well, actually, it's ever since they nerfed it, like they haven't seen that much like delete priest stuff lately. You know, and like there's also a bigger villain.
Was it Crushed Ice who posted it in our Discord today?
Yeah.
What were you saying? Sorry.
No, it's like you know, there's a bigger bugaboo in the format, and that's Turtle Mage, and you know.
Yeah.
So
anyway, cool.
Are you hungry?
Yes, even though I just ate dinner. Oh, speaking of which, you know what else happened this week?
What's that? What'd you happen this week?
It's really exciting. So in July, I weighed myself one day. And look, like I know people struggle with weight more or less than I do, but I weighed in at like 229 pounds. And that was tied for the heaviest I've ever been. And that's when I started like eating a lot less and just tracking what I was eating and making sure I wasn't eating too much. And on Saturday, I weighed in at 199 pounds.
Good job, dude.
200.
That's awesome.
Yeah, for the first time in like 10 years. It's been like 10 years since I was under 200 pounds.
So, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm proud of me. It's maybe easier for some people. It's hard for me not to eat too much.
Nerd! I don't have the cheer. That works.
Like, I love eating, so it's hard for me. And I stress eat, so coming back to school during COVID has been like...
I am the worst stress eater.
It's been, man. Nothing like a huge bowl of, like, baked pasta when I get home for dinner. I love that, man. It's so good. So, yeah, I've been sticking with it. Eating lots of fruits and veggies and not nearly as much at my sittings and not feeling hungry now, which is good. And,
that's good.
You know, I'm 2 months in. I stopped feeling hungry after the first week. But, you know, it's been it's a positive change. And positive changes that make you feel better. I've had more energy. I'm just a better person than I was 2 months ago, and feels good.
See, this is the difference between you and me. I come home, I have some really phenomenal, like, bacon something ravioli that I got off, like, HelloFresh.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
With, like, a kale cream sauce. It was actually kind of amazing.
That sounds really good.
Anyway, I ran out and run some errands, and, like, I text my wife. It's like, are you hungry? You want anything? She's like, yeah, can you give me a couple things? Give me this and that. Like, so I stop at McDonald's, and I pick up the spicy nuggets, and I eat them, and I'm very disappointed. And I'm like, why did I eat these? I'm going to have heartburn tonight. I have heartburn right now. It's not the greatest thing in the world. But you know
I'm
what?
Sorry. Heartburn actually legitimately sucks.
Yeah.
I hate heartburn.
But yeah. It's like, why do I do this to myself?
And it's hard, man.
So it's like
one of those things.
I wish it's like, I'm driving home from IKEA because I'm picking up a table or something. I forget what I was picking up. And it's like, yeah, I'm like kind of hungry. And I text my wife, like, do you want anything? And I like, we enable each other. So that's another problem, you know? But it's I eat these things that aren't great. And I'm like, why do I do this? Why did I do this? And I'm like, I go to bed. I wake up in the morning. I'm like, ooh, sausage biscuit. Give it to me.
More.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel you though, man. I'm like 39 years old and I've never had healthy eating habits as an adult.
Yeah.
So, and I'm the one who makes it hard for my wife when she's trying to do that stuff because I'm the one who's like, no way. Like, I love eating. Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
No, you know,
it's like I can never give up actual food. Like, I actually did like the medical weight loss diet crap that lasted about a month, and I actually lost a ton of weight, but it's like, no, I needed actual food.
So the thing I did do though this is for the first time since Mirage, I bought a box of Magic cards.
Ooh.
So last time I bought a box of Magic cards was Mirage. When was that? 97? 98? I don't know. 96? It was a long time ago. It's the only time I've ever bought a box, and to me it was like, that was like stress. That was like my stress, like whatever my addiction is.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to fill in for food. I was like, I need to reward myself with something. So I did that.
Now you just need like, you know, two other people at your house that can play Magic and then you can have it like a draft.
Oh, yeah. No, I can't wait for my kids to be old enough to draft. Oh my goodness. Yeah. It's been a blast playing with them. I'm so excited my daughter's playing. Anyway, let's move on. We talked about that last week because we are hungry. And we don't want spicy nugs.
I want spicy nugs. I just want good spicy nugs.
Spicy chicken is, you know what? Spicy everything. I mean, let's face it. Spicy everything is the best. But spicy chicken is delicious.
I tell you what. Know who has the bomb spicy chicken sandwich that isn't Popeyes? Wendy's.
Wendy's is pretty good.
Wendy's has really
good food. Goes. Yeah, their spicy chicken sandwich. You get some onions on that. You got to ask for onions on it. Yeah, and then it's better.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I haven't had that in a while. I'm trying to think of, like, where my favorite burger is. I don't know. I like White Spot Burgers a lot, but that's a local thing here. So, they're pretty good. They're super greasy, and they have, like, triple O sauce.
Are they, like, White Castle, or are they, like, little sliders, or they're old burgers?
They're, like, real burgers, and it's, like, a restaurant that you can go, like, their big thing was the car hop. Like, you do the drive-in and eat thing. But, yeah, they're kind of like a thing. And now they have like a fast foodier thing called Triple O's. It's good. But I don't know how far they go now. I don't know if it's just BC or if it's in Alberta or Washington or anything.
Detroit has all these like corner burger stands that are like probably like were built in like the 40s.
Yeah.
And like they're all cash only and they're all like phenomenal burgers. And like there's one right by my house and it's the worst thing in the world for me.
Oh my gosh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
But it's hard for me not to like eat that stuff too. Anyway,
we
need to start a support group.
So what is our first good this week?
Our first good is handling business. So my first good is, yes, it is officially not turning on Hearthstone. It's getting back into work and doing what I know I need to do to feel good about myself and to get to the end of the day and to feel positive and just rested and good. Because there's a lot of times in the past where I'm like, yeah, I'll just play for half an hour, and then I'm up till midnight, 1 a.m, and then I get up, I go to work, and I'm fine, but fine isn't good. And through handling my business this week, that Saturday play session was awesome, both during the day and the coaching session. They're just a blast. And I'm sure if I had been staying up and playing some of those nights this week, I would have been tired and just kind of like, you know, come the weekend. So yeah, handling business, just makes everything feel better. So my first good was handling business. I spent yesterday cleaning the entire house from top to bottom, vacuuming, tidying, laundry, hours and hours. Mm-hmm. And, just feels good to handle business, and it makes playing more fun.
See, I agree with that, because that's what I do on the weekends. Like my entire weekend between like 11 o'clock in the afternoon to like 8-ish, you know, is like spending time with my family, doing stuff around the house, doing running errands, taking care of business, and that's what I do. You know, like
that's awesome.
You know, I pop into Discord here and there during then, but most of the time it's family stuff.
That's so good.
Yeah, that's good. Good. So
love it. What's our not so good?
Not so good is basically this week was the kind of a week of like really disappointing releases and pre-orders. So it's like, you know, a big video card came out this week and, you know, there's probably one in stock. PS5 had a pre-order, I think. I don't know. I don't pay that much attention to it. But basically it's the whole fake scarcity of like stuff.
Manufactured scarcity.
Exactly. Yeah, or like, you know, knowing that there's going to be a huge demand and being like, no, we're only going to produce about 45% of the demand for this. And like realizing that, you know, people are going to like go insane over it. And it's probably on the people too, in my opinion, where it's like people are going to be like go nuts over the newest thing. And I'm like, I just look back at it as like I'm away from, you know, above it. Try to at least as a 40-year-old man and be like, why?
You know what? Like my initial reaction when you're saying that is like for console stuff, especially because maybe it's just I'm not a big console gamer anymore. I was back in the day, but my first reaction is like, dude, just wait a couple months. Like, who cares? But then if you told me to like wait a couple months to play the new Hearthstone expansion, I would be like, F you, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. or like even stuff that's been out for a few years, like the Switch. It's been out for like since 2017, right?
Yeah.
You can't find one. You can't find like a regular TV plug-in Switch. You could find a Switch Lite, like they're going out of style. But you can't find like an actual Switch. And it's like, really? It's been 3 years, Nintendo. Let's get on the ball. I mean, I understand there's some issues probably with COVID and all the other stuff.
I wonder with that one if the popularity of Animal Crossing and the timing of COVID just at the same time had a lot to do with that.
A lot. I think it's
because Animal Crossing was huge for like a week.
No, it's literally month, no.
2 months is it still a big thing?
It's like for like the 4 or 5 months, like for almost 6 months, like in COVID, like literally, like you know, there's like the joke on the internet is like, you know, Nintendo planned this gigantic global pandemic in time for the release of this new game.
I love Animal Crossing, by the way. I wasn't knocking
it. Yeah, it's fun.
I was just thinking to myself, when's the last time I heard about it? It's been a while.
Yeah, but like
Among Us is the big one now.
I don't get that game.
I haven't even watched a second of it, so I understand how it works. But.
No, I get that game. It's a game. I think I might have talked about this last week. Maybe I'm not sure, but it's one of those games where, it's fun to watch with an entertaining group of people playing it.
Yeah,
it's a game that I would never enjoy playing.
Huh.
Because it's like, I'm not big on like being the guy that's the liar in the room and like having to defend or accuse people of doing things.
Yeah.
That's just not, I'm just not confrontational like that.
There's some great games like that. House on Haunted Hill is a really good one. Tabletop game.
Yeah.
Where like one of you turns on the party and stuff. Fantastic stuff. And different rules every time and stuff.
Yeah. There's like werewolf and like mafia and like secret Hitler and stuff like that. It's all the same type of Steve stuff. But like, yeah, doing it online is interesting. Like it definitely works for the now times, you know, I've watched Kibber play it with a bunch of people. I've watched Asmodai play it with a bunch of people. And the Asmodai streams were phenomenal. But it's like,
were they?
Yeah, like, you know, just because
maybe I need to watch it.
Yeah, it's like it's if you can find a streamer with like a good group of players, and like you can almost like if they're also streaming at the same time, you can kind of watch, see, like find out who the you know, either watch the imposter or watch like them trying to figure out the imposter. It's really entertaining, especially like if it's That's like cool. if it's good group. But like, yeah, like me, I can never see myself playing that game.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Hey, what's the best good?
Our best good, it's our Discord community. And yes, I know it's a cop-out because we say this almost every week. But honestly, it's...
When I got off work today, I couldn't go through all the messages.
Yeah.
I physically just didn't have time to go through all the messages.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, I just want to point out this one example, though. Like, it was earlier this week, Zethun was talking about some of the ethics of consuming products from people, or in products and IPs and stuff from people that aren't the greatest people in the world or have come out recently as being really terrible.
I wonder who you're talking about.
Yeah. JK. Sorry. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. No, like, terrible. And like, terrible. Yeah. And like, you know, like, in, it was a really, really good discussion about the ethics of it and like, you know, bringing people in, like saying, you know, people asking, oh, what's going on with this? And like, you know, this is what's going on. And like, oh, you know what I mean? And it's like, it wasn't, you know, like, why don't you know this? You should know this. It was more like, you know, yeah, we're here to, and we're, if you want to ask questions, we'll inform you. If you have different opinion, great. You have a great different opinion. We're not going to, we're not going to attack you for having a different opinion.
Yep.
And like, and everything was very nice and great. And honestly, like the best part of it was like the discussion eventually evolved into chicken sandwiches and where the best chicken sandwich came from.
Which, oh, that's awesome. So we were just having an extension of what you guys were talking about in Discord that day.
Yeah, exactly. And then like people, you know, and then somehow it got onto breakfast burritos from the Texas barbecue places and how disappointed we are that either we haven't had them or I can't get them anymore. God, oh, man. Well, maybe
American food is like right up my alley, man. Like, oh. Like we just don't have access to the same kind of restaurants. Oh, you
I don't have access to it anymore. When I used to work night audit, which is like you work from like 11 to 7 a.m. at a hotel.
Yeah.
And like right next door was this place called Rudy's Barbecue. Like yeah. It was like Texas style barbecue, like brisket, really good brisket. And you could choose either dry top brisket or fat brisket. Get the fatty brisket.
I don't even know what I would say.
No, you can get like.
But
you know,
honestly, though, like I live near Vancouver, and in Vancouver here we have like international cuisine. We have so many different kinds of food you can mm-hmm. get. But like greasy. Maybe I'm stereotyping. Like I haven't spent that much time in the States. Like, but like greasy, like huge meals are not one of the things around here.
There's
so much.
There's no grease with this. This is straight up like just good barbecue. You order by the pound.
That's rad.
You know, like it's like you know, and it's like it's a chain restaurant, but it's still really, really good smoked barbecue. Anyway,
man, but I've never been to like a barbecue restaurant, like a smoked barbecue restaurant.
Man, dude.
Yeah. Maybe I need to find one here. I mean, I'm sure we have one.
You probably
maybe
do. Like, if you ever come to Detroit, I'll take
you. Sorry, go ahead.
If you ever come to near Detroit or anywhere around here, I will take you a place called Slow's. It's
sure.
Local place. It kind of does, like, all sorts of regions of barbecue. Did you know that there were regions of barbecue in the United States?
I mean, I would assume there are regions of barbecue.
No, like, there's, yeah, I mean, like, you know, there's, like, your, like, okay, I'm going to educate you, because this is the best sure. good. Barbecue is the best good. Anyway.
I've seen a bunch of, like, the different, like, rotisserie smokers and stuff, like, on TV. No, and like, that's where I'm like, okay, well, I've never seen anything like this.
No, so, Canada, so but maybe I'm crazy. So, there's Texas Pit, which is, like, literally, like, a pit. And like it's smoked, like a pit of wood, and like they're smoked, and it's like you slow cook this, like, and like they're known for their brisket, and the brisket's phenomenal. It's like fall off, like melt in your mouth brisket. It's so good.
That sounds great.
If you get a good brisket place, like the Carolina.
What do you have with the brisket when you go for brisket? Is it just brisket? I can't do like what do you have it on?
You basically
a sandwich or
no?
Like
literally,
do?
Like you know this place, Rudy's. I'll tell you about it. It like yeah. Like you get like a tray, like a metal tray or like a plastic tray you get from the cafeteria. They put butcher paper. Okay. Down. They put butcher paper on the tray.
Okay.
You say, I want brisket. They ask, how much do you want? You're like, half pound? And they just take a half pound of it and slap it on there. Drop it on there. And it's like, you're ready to go. And you know,
You get some slaw or anything?
You can get some slaw. You can get some potato salad. You get some cornbread. You can get some baked beans. Ooh. You have some green beans, which are,
I love cornbread,
cooked in the pork fat. And it's just like, oh
my God.
I love, can I tell you, I love barbecue.
Man, if I'm ever out that way, you'll have to take me. I'm sure we have places here, but the only barbecue places I know here, they're like what do you call them, franchises, and I know they're just kind of like,
yeah, like Famous Dave's or something like that.
We have one called Memphis Blues, but I've never been there. I don't know.
I think I remember they used to be around here. They're okay. They're not great. Like it's a different style of barbecue. It's very regional and very good. But anyway, yeah, back to the point. I could really use a breakfast burrito. That's the point. Let me describe this breakfast burrito to you, because this is the food cast of Squelch. Tortilla, like, you know, your standard like burrito sized tortilla. It's a good sized tortilla.
Okay.
Egg, like scrambled egg.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ton of it.
Yeah.
Brisket, or turkey, or sausage, your choice. You know, like whatever meat they have available, just a good amount on it. They give it to you. They give you a hot sauce packet, and you can choose to use the hot sauce packet or not. You don't need actual barbecue sauce. The stuff is so good.
Dude, I like a breakfast burrito with like, I like just like fresh tomato and cheese and eggs, and then some potato, and then some hollandaise.
That's too much.
That's my favorite.
That's too much, man.
What do you mean?
No, you all
get some hollandaise up in there. Hollandaise is the best in a breakfast.
I mean,
burrito.
Yeah, hollandaise is really good, but it's like you got to, but like literally, this is like a simple egg, meat, tortilla, and it will blow your mind and be amazing.
I'll have to try it. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
All right, enough talking about food. The Discord, though. The Discord's fantastic.
The Discord is phenomenal.
I was just going to say, like, just talking to Dan and Magooch when they started the show, and then being on it and chatting with each other about, like, man, if we have, like, 20 people listen, like, that's so exciting. Like, you know. And then the next thing we know, like, people are asking us to start a Discord, and mm-hmm. we're like, we don't want a Discord where no one talks to each other. Like, this is sad. And from the moment we opened the Discord, all these lovely people have come in and really created this, like, awesome community over there. And what I really like about it is it's just mostly curated itself. Like, it's just kind of been...
I haven't had to ban anybody, which is like, I've had to do that like in a couple Discords, but like every once in a while, but like.
You can ban me if you want, if you feel the need, as long as you let me back in, but like.
I could always ban Icicles for the old time's sake, I guess.
Yeah, we should do that. We'll do that one. All right, let's move on. You know what goes really good with brisket?
Salt. Let's get salty. Let me push the button. No. Anyway, go ahead.
I wait half a second that I'm like, yeah, salt the salt. Do you salt brisket? I don't know. Each week we
in the rub, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. Depends on where you are.
Yeah. Exactly.
Each week we surf Reddit, we accept friend requests, and we read the comment section of YouTube to ask Hearthstone fans, why are you so salty? The answer for me this week was Turtle Mage.
All right.
I should read one of mine from
you should. Discord. You should.
We'll do it at the end. All right.
All right. So Blizzard announced that BlizzCon would be online in February this or maybe next year. And I figured we could find some sort of seasoning in there. We'll find a...
you've never been to a BlizzCon, have you? Have you ever been to a BlizzCon?
I have never been to a BlizzCon. I really have no desire to ever go to any conventions when there's actual people there.
I have a lot of social anxiety in spaces with a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I couldn't agree more. I actually shut down quite hard, and I Yeah, it's awful. So people have talked to me before about like going to these things, and I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't have talked about it, but if you...
No, it's like, I went to like a Wizard World in like Chicago back like 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago. And like, I hated it. Like, aww. I was like, in, like, you know, it's like too many people trying to like sell me things. And like, I wasn't really playing Magic at the time, so I really didn't get involved in that. And like, I standing in lines to meet like, you know, C-level celebrities, and it's like, yeah, I don't really care. Like, you know, like it wasn't for me. Like, and maybe like in like camp out in front of a room to see a panel that I kind of don't want to see anyway either.
One thing I look forward to is being able to hang out with some of the people I've met in Hearthstone. Yeah, you know, at some point, like we've never met in real life. You know, Dan and you and I and the guys Magooch and
yeah, Miguel, but like. I could like rent a hotel from or get a hotel like in the like the next town over and do the same thing.
And then we could go to what's the place called?
Disney World. Disneyland.
No. Oh, there. I always thought you meant like the place by your house. What's the
place? Slows. Yeah, we can go to Slows. We'll just
get a room across from Slows.
That's downtown. I think we'd rather stay on the burbs. But anyway. Okay.
No, it'll be interesting, Matt. No.
Actually, downtown's nice. It's the outlying neighborhoods that are a little bit weird.
Yeah, a little bit weird. That's a great descriptor. Yeah. Okay, do you wanna take the first one? Or no?
All right. So first of all, let's. I'm gonna say the name of this stupid thing because I'm sorry, but it's a stupid name. It's called what? BlizzCon Line.
Oh no. Oh, no. Did Hat name it?
No. I mean, yeah, it's a very punny name, but yeah. Speaking of which.
It sounds like the name they wouldn't call it that other people would call it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, actually, I'm going to go ahead and read off the first one. It's by Gojax on Twitter. Not happy about the pun, but dang it, if that's not a selling point for me.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. I mean, I don't even understand what they're saying. I'm not happy about the pun. That's not a selling point for me.
I guess like the fact that it's online and you can like, I mean, basically everything's going to be like virtual ticket, I guess.
But like they're not happy.
They don't like the BlizzCon line.
But they're happy it is online.
I guess.
I'm really confused about what they're saying. Cool. So I'll read the one at the top, I guess. This is Zavalosh. And Zavalosh is responding to someone telling us to flip our hourglasses or set a notification on our phones. And Zavalosh's response is, what if we don't have a phone?
Which is, you know, it's you gotta have to because it's like it's that meme for what last BlizzCon where it's like, what, you don't have phones? Or is it two?
Oh, right, from Diablo when they announced Diablo on the phone.
Oh wait, that was two BlizzCons ago. Oh god.
Everybody boos and they're like, what, you don't have a phone? They're like, we don't want to play Diablo on the phone. That's funny.
Alright, next one's from Michael Loda, and I can kind of feel the snark on this one. Can't wait to see all these lovely mobile games you've moved your best developers to work on. Honestly, you know, I understand he's trying to be salty and snarky, but I wouldn't mind another good phone game from Blizzard. That'd be kind of sweet.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they might not be wrong.
Yeah.
In fact, they may be right while trying to be snarky.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Totally missing. This is skating in on a breakaway and flubbing the puck, and it just goes right through the five hole.
Exactly.
Like, drifts right in.
Like, congratulations, like, oh. You got what you wanted. I didn't want it, though.
they're great.
Yeah.
This is Patrick Rash. But what about the pins?
Apparently, yeah. Yeah, like, how are we going to trade pins with random strangers? Now, like, what opportunity do we have now that BlizzCon is gone? Completely online.
Next one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
No,
you keep going.
Yeah, so actually, I'll go ahead and do the next one because it is really good. It's like, it's from Artemisia. I think it's a retweet I found. If anyone wants to experience a virtual BlizzCon at the Hilton during this, I'll make a Discord and have a bot play obnoxiously loud music with reverb on every channel. Hit me up. So, like, apparently that is a thing with actual BlizzCon, like, at the Hilton. There's, like, just completely obnoxious music blaring the entire time, and then people just absolutely hate it.
That sounds awful. Like, the reverb thing just reminds me of hotels playing music over the PA.
Yeah.
Or things like that, right? The mall, places like that. Anyway. Okay, this is Bramble Patch. I'm glad we got an announcement for BlizzCon before we got an announcement for the gosh darn pre-patch.
Yeah. So this was taken from the WoW subreddit, because apparently, you know, their Shadowlands is coming out apparently very, very soon. And, like, there's this guy was negatively downvoted pretty hard, which, you know, he deserves it. But the fact that, like, yeah, like, you know, like, oh, there's an announcement from Blizzard. It's got to be the pre-patch, right? Because that's the only thing I can think about right now.
Yeah. Yeah. That's frustrating, poor guy.
Yeah. So
Diablo.
So yeah. Go ahead. So I went through all the Blizzard subreddits, and, like, honestly, like, all, like, the Blizzard IP subreddits, because, you know, there's like five of them, and, like, Overwatch is all about Overwatch 2, which, you know, which is fine. Hearthstone barely had any interaction. WoW had, like, a bunch of people complaining about the pre-patch. HOTS, I don't think anybody really replied to it, because I don't know who.
But what's, like, a HOTS?
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, yeah, because, like, you know, and then, like, Diablo actually had, like, probably the most engagement with the post, and the best line was definitely this guy with Availi V was, sad pay, people won't be able to see my red shirt.
I don't get it, but I think it's funny.
No, like, because, okay, so... Redshirt guy is a kind of a meme with BlizzCon, because I think, was it 5 or 10 years ago, somebody made, like, a comment about, the most recent was, like, the whole Diablo Immortal thing was like, you know, the guy went up to the front and was like, is this an early April Fool's Day joke? He was wearing a red shirt, and he became known as Red Shirt Guy. So that's, like, the kind of, like, a meme within the Diablo community now, like, you know, the red shirt guy. So,
are you a bit of a doofus if you wear a red shirt? Is that the idea?
No, or, like, or you just, no? You just, like, ask questions. You basically lie to get up to ask a question, and then you try to make yourself a meme in the community by, you know, and being, like, a hero of the community by asking, getting to Blizzard, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, you defeated Ball.
Yeah.
All right, that was great. That was some good stuff. Thanks, Matt.
No problem. All right, we got one more thing to do.
We got two more things.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, we do. Yes.
We don't have the rope sound effect again, but we're gonna ask each other some questions. Why don't I go first? Matt, I'm going to start with my question.
Sure.
My question to you today is, if you could come up with a Hearthstone cross promotion with another product or company, what would it be? What would you choose? What kinds of things?
Let's see here. Hearthstone, the barbecue expansion. No.
Like a Hearthstone crossover with a barbecue restaurant?
That would be good. Oh, no, actually, no. For real, though, I think if they could make a way to make StarCraft work in Hearthstone and have the three different, completely different play styles of, like, Zerg, Protoss, and Terran work in Hearthstone, especially Zerg. Zerg, I think, would be super interesting. It would, like, it'd be a bit of, like, a take on the Evolve mechanic, but a little more controlled, maybe. I think it would be super fun. You know, Terran would be a lot of mechs. Sorry, Joel.
It's all good. There's already a lot of mechs.
Yeah. But it would be, like, you know, a lot of mechs, a lot of, like, contraptions and cool stuff that, like, kind of synergy, like, you know, kind of builds together and makes, you know, a kind of a bigger thing, kind of like magnetic, I guess. And, like, Protoss would be a little bit more like, like more like magey, like conjuring stuff type stuff. You know, it's more like magical. But it's like because their technology is like so advanced that it looks like magic. So,
that'd be neat.
Yeah, so that's what
that
I think.
That would be really cool.
I think it'd be super fun. They did a brawl with it like years ago, and it was kind of like, it was a cool idea, and they kind of followed that, but it was like felt kind of thrown together because like the faceless stuff was like with the Zerg, and like they just took regular Hearthstone cards. They didn't really build like new cards for it. So, but I think that I could start like a fully done like StarCraft 2 type or StarCraft type universe feel
card
game or like
in Hearthstone
or
like Hearthstone.
Like Hearthstone would be very cool.
That'd be really cool. I think for me, I was thinking about it and I think it would be cool if they made a Hearthstone MMORPG. All right. Your question.
Too bad they did. Yeah. Hearthstone, the MMO. Actually, have you seen that? There's a April Fool's Day thing where it's like Hearthstone the MMO.
Oh, I haven't.
Released by Blizzard.
Is that an actual thing? Did I just make a joke that was already done? Maybe I did see it and I'm just...
That's fine. No, it's good. It's still good.
Anyway.
All right.
What's your question?
So, what are they going to announce at February BlizzCon? And no, I'm not calling it that.
Well, I have a feeling like all of a sudden they've just started working on Hearthstone Among Us, but it'll be like Hearthstone Heroes. So you pick a hero and then you like run around and try and figure out who the murderer is. But then it'll be like, yeah, you like walk in a room and Illidan will be standing there and he'll be like, it wasn't me. I was just busy tailoring these pants.
It was Tyrande.
It was Malfurion. But then someone will be like, then why are you holding the skull of Gul'dan? And he'll be like, it's a gift.
That would be amazing. That would be the new game mode.
Yeah, you know, I've been asked this question so many times. Like, what's the Hearthstone announcement going to be? I never know. Honestly, with Hearthstone's track record, normally I would say, like, the next expansion. But they've been doing so much this year. I don't know if I don't even know how I feel about it. They've been doing a really great job in general. And we'll see what the new game mode that's coming out now. But kind of right now, I think what I'd really like more than anything is, you know, they keep talking about having like these aesthetics and unlockable achievements and stuff. I'd really like some more, what do they call the aesthetics? People, they always call them the,
like heroes.
I can't think.
Just like
cosmetics.
Yeah.
I'd really like to be able to pick heroes. I'd really like to be able to pick my board. You know how the area around your hero looks different depending on what hero it is?
Yeah.
I'd like to be able to like control that stuff.
Oh,
I'd like
the tray
to be able to make
my
I'd love to be able to make my hero power look how I want to make it look and things like that. That would make me really happy. I think that would be cool.
All right. For me, wrong answer. Actually, you know, I could say like, you know, what we could actually get, which would be like the Year of the X announcement, whatever the new big game mode is going to be, you know, classic and standard, classic and basic reworks, obviously. But I think, I think something that would be super cool and super unique would be like, go ahead and take like the commander mode of like, or build like a commander mode of some sort where like they make these, like they make like about, you know, a dozen or so like unique legendaries and it can be only used in this mode and you have to use your collection to build around them. And like they rotate it in and out, like rotate in like about, you know, like 20 to 30 in and out like every month and just make it completely different and be interesting, like, and make it like, you know, like same as like commander where it's like, you know, one of each card and like huge decks that usually can't build anywhere, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that would I really believe a singleton format would be lovely, but again, I keep saying this, I'd love to do it without the singleton cards,
yeah,
like the Renos and the Zaps, yeah,
like,
and stuff,
yeah, like we are, ban the stuff that's, you know, require, yeah, is like has the synergy.
But I also agree, I think a larger deck format would be really fun. I want something that makes the games less linear, than
yes,
they are now,
100%.
Not that Hearthstone's extremely linear as a game, it's not. But even less linear would be really fun for me. I think that's cool.
All right.
Hey, And we're going to do something we haven't done in a long time.
Random legendaries are always good.
I couldn't find the actual quest drop, so that's going to work.
I was like, that was either a mistake or he doesn't have the drop. Give me a quest. We're going to play Give Me a Quest. So Matt and I were chatting before the show about how it's been so long since we've done a quest. And we're going to challenge everyone who's listening this weekend in the Discord to actually come through with this one. We want a bunch of submissions. I think it would be fun to get this if you want to, if it tweaks your interest. So our thought this week was build a 30 card deck, obviously. It could be standard or wild, your choice. But you need to have 3 of each mana cost in your deck. So you need to have 3 1 drops, 3 2 drops, 3 3 drops, all the way up, and then just 2 10 drops for your 30 card deck.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. I think it'd be really fun.
All right.
Yeah. Did we didn't discuss this. It's not singleton, right? Like, you can have doubles of one and then another.
I think singleton would be more fun, so it'd be like 3 unique cards each.
3 unique 1 drops, 3 unique 2 drops.
Correct.
3 unique 3 drops. I agree. Let's do that. But that's
like,
going to be it.
And so. Also, like, yeah, and also ban. I think we should, like, do that. And also, yeah, ban, like, you know, you can't use Kazakus, you can't use Reno, you can't use any of the other singleton synergy cards.
I think in the past we've said that, and then people sometimes just do it anyway. I think it's really up to the person. I'm going to do it without that if we're doing single.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I am too.
They can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
But yeah, any thoughts on classes off the top of your head? I haven't even thought about it yet.
I haven't either, but, like, you know, I always go to Warlock.
Yeah.
Because it's Warlock. You know, so I can run, like, you know, what's the 10 drops? Like, what I would run? I would run, like, Gul'dan and, like, Doom for sure.
Are you allowed to play 0 drops?
You could if you want, but, like,
you got to play 3 of them.
Yeah.
Wow. Are we banning 0?
I think we're banning costs. 0.
I think we're banning 0.
Yeah.
Your curve is going to be awful. Mulligan hard, people.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be fun. It'd be different. And like, yeah, if you guys build it something and, like, post in the Discord and you guys just want to go out and play it, just hit us up. Please let us know. Like, hit other people up. Because... Yeah. Like, you know, people are like want to play these decks. So, and we'll talk.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it next week.
This week, if you hit me up to play the quest, I'll try and get my deck done tomorrow or the next day.
Yeah,
and I'll get out there and play whoever wants to play against me. That would be really fun.
I'm down for that too. Exactly.
Cool.
All right. So, that's it for this.
Oh,
what? Yeah.
Never mind. That was me. We're so out of it.
Yeah.
That's it for this week. Thanks so much for listening. You can find all of our socialies, medias, and contact information at www.squelchcast.com.
Except for mine, but that's fine.
Oh, yeah. We'll figure that out.
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you so much. And remember, this is a game, and games are supposed to be fun. Hold on, let me drop this down so Craig doesn't blow me out.
For all the time we said while playing in one game.
There we go.
For this all song the time came on the radio and the car when I over the weekend. The is it Justin Bieber who sang that?
It's Justin Bieber, yeah.
Yeah, and my kid said, hey, it's the Squelch song.
That's awesome.
They know they knew the song before Squelch. I didn't. My 6 and my 8 year old knew the song, but I didn't.
Well, it's the way it works, though. It's like, you know, especially with new music, it's like it's hard to.
I think there's something I don't wanna hold back. Opponent, you should know that. Magooch
likes barbecue.
He likes everyone. Dan, no, I don't like to admit when I was wrong. But I got so caught up in the game, he had me going insane. But now I know, because I listen to your show. And if you keep emoting way too much, well, buddy, you can
stupid
go
skipping computer. Can you tell my RAM is going nuts here? Jeez.
When we play games, well, I guess I'll have to squelch you myself. Thanks for reminding us there's a squelch button, Squelchcast. You're doing God's work.
I still need to start hitting that button more often. Anyway, I love that track. Do the quest this week.
Do the quest, yes, please, because it'll be fun, and you know, yeah.
And thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week when the return of Dan.
Maybe.